There are those moments when a child gets backed into the corner, has no idea what else to say, and bam, they make a statement like, I hate you. That can be a game breaker if we don't respond properly.
You're listening to Parenting on Purpose with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. I think all of us probably said that once to our parents, right? I mean, I can remember saying it.
I can't imagine saying that in the home I grew up
in. Didn't say too much. Yes. My pillow hurt it a whole lot.
Yeah, well, so. That's different. Yeah. I hear that. I think that we need to expect our children to come out with childish statements. And some of those childish statements, I hate you, I'm going to run away, is this not fair, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And I think as a parent, we need to expect them to make those statements. But as a parent, we need to respond properly to those statements. And we need to see they're not making any ground with those statements, but they're not losing us either with those statements. The problem is every now and then they'll make a statement and it pushes that button right in the center of your chest and you come back as immature. What I want to do is I want to raise a child, and this is a little bit of impulse control, but I want to raise a child verbally to be slow to speak and slow to get angry and quick to listen. And I want to raise a child, and it says in Ephesians chapter 4, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of their mouths, only what's helpful for building others up. I want to raise a child to learn those outbursts are immature, but those outbursts are not going to control me. Mm. The problem is, all of a sudden we're in a tense moment and a child makes a statement such as, I hate you, mommy. And mom comes back with a very inappropriate statement where the child has pulled mom or dad in that intensity. And let me just say, in that exhaustion down to, and right now I hate you too. Wow. And so, yeah. And all of a sudden, I mean, that child's just talking, but we've said something back we can't believe we said as a parent. So there are times when we need to think through the stress and have the proper responses to some of these statements.
We're covering 30 imperatives on parenting your child, and we covered several of them last week. Today, we're tackling number 6, not getting derailed by those childish outbursts. And they usually happen at the height of an argument or when you are completely exhausted and you really do have to have the utmost self-control, especially when your child catches you off guard and tells you something like that. Boy, talk about just challenging your own character. I think God said, hey, let's give you a child and remind you how you are towards me sometimes and you complain to me all the time and look what I give you.
I think we hear our own words back sometimes too. I think the children in our home hear us. Mm-hmm. And the challenging verse, and I think it's the most significant relationship verse probably in the whole Bible, and that's just me. I mean, there would be people that disagree, is in Ephesians chapter 4, where it does says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what's helpful for building others up according to their needs. It is hard, but it really links up with that passage in James. Slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen, and to stop. Because what happens is, if I'm volatile, my children will be volatile. But let me just say, my children are going to be volatile anyway. I mean, they're children. They're going to do childish behavior. And so here we have an adult and a child pushes this easy button they found on our body somewhere by saying something like, I hate you. And we'll go through a couple of these phrases. I hate you. And all of a sudden, as a parent, we come back with a response that they've pulled us down to their level. And we say something very inappropriate where we could easily say and just end it instantly. And maybe we need to rehearse this in the car every now and then. Maybe you need to scream to the right of you, I hate you, and then scream to the left of you your response. So you're practicing this dialogue. But I'm sorry you feel that way, honey, because I love you very much. But we are not changing our decision here. Mm-hmm. I love you very much. I'm sorry you feel that way right now. Mm-hmm. I love you very much. We're not changing this decision. I need to practice that response. And when a child is up against the wall in life and they're not getting what they want and they respond childishly, we need to respond in a mature Christian adult way, but also teach them that will not get your way and that will not get under my skin. And you may want to take it further. Rosemary would take it further and say, you know, what you just said hurts my feelings and hurts me very much, because she wanted to define the feeling.
Right.
But I love you anyway, mm-hmm. and still, and always will. And you are still not staying up later tonight.
Now imagine doing that when you're all riled up inside.
Well, I've let them get me. These are children. We have this expectation that somehow we're going to do the 3 easy steps and life's going to be wonderful at home. And that home doesn't exist except on television.
This is supposed to work and it's not working.
Oh, yeah. It takes a long time to work. But here's what happens. It never ends if my children do inappropriate behavior and get a desired result. Mm-hmm. It never ends if my children speak and scream inappropriate things and bring me down to their level. I need to still be an adult. I mean, it's kind of amazing watching these referees out on a professional football field where the professional millionaire, 20-something, is going crazy right out there, and the ref is staying calm. Mm-hmm. He's staying calm. He's thought ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Is he exhausted? Is it intense? Are there 70,000 people watching? Yes, but he's thought ahead of time. It's always, always been amazing to me to watch police officers in such difficult scenarios, yeah, and yet they've thought through ahead of time, I will not give this person a power over me. Mm-hmm. Especially a child. So a statement, an emotional statement of I'm defeated, I've lost, and I make the statement, I hate you, mm-hmm, doesn't mean I hate you. I don't even know what the word hate means, mommy, right, but I hate this right now and you're in front of me. And so what I have to do is I have to not let that child get the same back out of me. Mm-hmm. I need to be very, very careful and very, very disciplined.
Now, are you saying that we should sort of just toughen up also as parents, or even do kind of like, I like what Rosemary said, that, you know what, that hurts my feelings when you say that. I had a situation like that where I had to share it also. You know, when you say that, do you realize that it hurts my feelings too? And I don't care. Yeah.
I don't care.
That was kind of the response,
yeah,
sort
of. But they're children.
Yeah.
These are babies. The goal is to get them to the point of their mid-20s where they're not babies anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. And this is the hard part. If I'm the learning tool, mm-hmm, say it to me rather than your spouse.
Yeah.
Let's get past this so that when you grow up, you're not doing this anymore. And you're learning to not express displeasure with the situation or frustration with the situation by totally losing it. There are some childish outbursts, and we have to be very careful how we respond to those because they impact not only the result of this action, but they impact the child's future. I want to teach that child that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the next step for us was if the child got loud, you will now be writing a 50-word note of apology,
mm-hmm,
for that outburst right there. And, you know, honey, I'm going to see to it that you sit at the table. And you can sit there for 15 minutes and write it, or for 3 hours and go to bed and do it again after school tomorrow until you write it. But giving that child, and that gives that child some power, write it then or not write it then. But again, if we're going to do this kind of thing, we've got to decide as a couple, this is worth doing. The outward manifestation of this is a child who is slow to speak and slow to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And the outward manifestation is a child who doesn't express their displeasure with inflicting pain on other people. And in the long term, we're going to raise an adult. But we've got to decide this is important enough to do, or you're just postponing it for somebody else in the future to have to do with your child when they're adults.
Right. What happens with the child that's just a little extra dramatic and likes to just physically stomp away? It's just dramatic, not even with words, but just with their bodies. Mm. And that would be considered a childish outburst.
I think that would be a lack of impulse control. I think that would also be an attempt to derail me by showing their displeasure. They cannot get what they want by doing that. And then you have to make the decision to ramp it up and go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because they usually do now, that away from you.
Yes, and some people are just happy to have them out of your... I'm happy to just... Why would I go get her? It was a nightmare when she was here.
Right.
But we have to... What's the goal here? The goal is to raise a responsible, disciplined adult.
Mm-hmm.
But again, let me say that the nightmare of this, and we will spend one day in these 30 imperatives of husband and wife getting on the same page. The nightmare of this is when a husband and wife don't agree on this.
Mm-hmm.
The nightmare is when the wife goes after the child and the dad says, oh, just let her go. And we realize the dad is a short-term thinker and just wants some peace right now,
mm-hmm,
where the other parent is a long-term thinker. No, I want to do some training right now.
Mm-hmm. But it's sometimes seen as just nagging the child. You know?
And I don't think I can be in a bad mood. I do need to see the child gets back to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I may need to sit at the table to see that the child stays at the table and give him something that's very easy to do, to write a 50-word note of apology. Anybody can do it, but mm-hmm, you have to choose to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the beginning of reeling in my impulses. And then you have to decide what part of a letter is an apology. I mean, is this really a note of apology?
Right.
But there's other phrases children use.
Like
I'm going to run away. I'm going to run away. And we have some really dumb responses to that. I will pack your bags.
Right. Fine.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And our response to this needs to be, I love you very much, and you'll have to go over me because I love you very much, and you're not going anywhere. See, we've got to respond not to anger in anger, mm-hmm, not to screaming in screaming. And what happens is we act like we're shocked at that behavior. or we're just exhausted, or we're frustrated. But this is usually repetitive behavior. A docile child doesn't all of a sudden, wow, who's in my child's brain? All of a sudden, we're a screamer and we're yelling these things back. And the statement, I will pack your bags, that's a challenge to go.
Right.
And that,
well, and it hurts. I mean, you think about it.
This is a child.
Yeah.
This is a child. Do I have anybody defending me and wrapping the walls around me? We had years and years ago at Sheridan House, there was a kid who was threatening to run away. And it's funny because he's in his late 30s now, and he was 12 with us. And he was this skinny little blonde boy. And he made the statement to me, I'm done here. I'm running away. And I said to him, Stephen, I'm in the doorway. You're not running away. And he thought I'd move. And he had in one of the children's homes, and he went for the door. And I mean, I'm there. And we were both a little shocked. Yes.
Right.
And but he didn't get anywhere. And it was
just to wrestle him down or something.
No, he just kind of bounced off me while I'm standing in the doorway. And he got up, burst into tears, and ran back into his room. And I had to give it a minute. There's another staff member, Steve Benarchuk, was with me, and we both were trying not to laugh. We're trying not to laugh, because that would be further humiliation. And then a few minutes later, I went down the hall and sat on his bed. He was under his bed. I sat on his bed, and he was under, and he was just humiliated, and talked to him and did everything I could to, hey, what you did was wrong, and yes, there's going to be a consequence for what you did, but I still love you, man. And when you're ready, you're going to come out, and you're going to mop the floor in the kitchen, and I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be with you. I still love you. But I also love you enough not to let you run away. That'll just make a bad thing worse. And there's two advantages we have working at a children's home. One is we expect this behavior all the time. Here's the other one, though. This is the big one. It's not your blood. Mm-hmm. It's not your child. Mm-hmm. And when it's your child, it's a whole new ballgame. Mm-hmm. But there are times we need to drive ourselves home on the way and think, what am I going to face here today? You know, the police officer comes up along the side of the car questioning, what's he going to face today in this incident? What am I going to face? Okay, you know, I need to calm down. My wife and I talked about this last night, and I just need to respond in a calm. And then there's other phrases that sometimes derail us for some reason.
Though a new one in our house is, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, and so you think, oh, that's easy. Well, I'm not asking you if you want to or
that's
not.
Right.
And sometimes we have to do things we don't want to. But it's, I've been in some, debates that have lasted a little longer than I wanted to.
And I've got, that's like me saying to the police officer, I don't want to pay this ticket.
Yeah.
It's over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I think what I permit is a postponing if I get involved in deep debates. Honey, we're done with this. I don't want to add more to this, but we're done with this conversation. I'm going to help you down the hall. And that's when I think we help them towards what they're supposed to do. But let them know, if you persist, if you make that statement one more time, you will not only do this, but we will add that. Please, please, I beg you, choose wisely. Why would it shock us? We kind of think, you know, we're going to say to our child, turn into this. Okay, I'll do that. I want to do that. I really wanted to mop the floor. I really wanted to empty the dishwasher.
But we still want them to be like that.
Yes. Well, then if they're like that, then you need more help than we realize.
Yeah,
there's something wrong with this kid. It's not a kid. I think the one that derails parents the most is it's not fair.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when they say it's not fair, these great statements, all of a sudden maybe it's not fair. Shouldn't all of life be fair? I can't. Yeah. You know
and
what?
We work so hard to make things fair and have the same amount of sprinkles on each cupcake for each child.
Well, you know what? I think we need to acknowledge life's not fair.
Right.
We're done. and family's not fair. And if you're over 25, you definitely ought to know life's not fair. Fair is where you get cotton candy. It has nothing to do with family. And so what I have to do, I never played with that word. And I would say, you're probably right. Now let's do what we need to do.
Yeah.
I can't let them throw these deal breaker statements out there where I know what we need to do, but now I'm derailed and we're arguing. Now I'm mad. Now I'm responding in kind. I need to be the adult to continually walk them on, and their statements will not derail me. They will not postpone what we're going to do. Can I ask one more question? Why? 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 And we have to let them know, I'm done with the why. I did the best I could to explain it. You asked me why one more time, and stop. You asked me why one more time, and you're going to be writing a 50-word note of apology. We are done here. One of us has to choose to intentionally stay calm, but we act like we didn't expect this behavior. These are children. We're going to see this behavior. Do not let childish outbursts get you all off course. Stay the course and choose to pursue.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries here on Parenting on Purpose. I'm your host, Ruthie J. We're covering the 30 imperatives every parent should have to train their child. And of course, today, tackling number 6. If you want to hear any of the previous ones, including a summary of all 30 that we did last week, you can hear that online at parentingonpurpose.org. You can also sign up to get the program automatically with the corresponding blog. That's online at parentingonpurpose.org. To find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, just go online to shfm.org. You'll find them there. You can also support the children's homes by sending a two-letter text. Just send the letters SH, it's short for Sheridan House, and send it to 41518. We do hope you'll join us tomorrow as we continue on this list of the 30 imperatives every parent should have to train their child here on Parenting on Purpose.